This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. A new Chinese restaurant is bringing some much-needed diversity to downtown dining, and it's not your typical Americanized General Tao chicken place. It's a little bit different than that, and here to tell us about it is Austin-American statesman restaurant critic Matthew Odom. Hi, Matthew.
Hey there, Nathan.
Talking about Wu Chow, right? In fact, a lot of people were talking about this place before it even opened.
That's right. It's from the owners of the gastro club. I like to call it Swift's Attic, which is downtown on Congress, as you know, above the Elephant Room. And people have been talking about Wu Chow for, I feel like almost 2 years leading up to it. Part of the reason, very smart marketing gimmick, they have these soup dumplings that they started serving at food events and at pop-ups. And so that really got the buzz going. Now, whether you can build a restaurant on one dish, we'll have to find out.
Well, let's start with the atmosphere and the building. It's sort of an office tower type of building.
It's in the IBC Bank building. Actually, there's a row of seats at the end of the restaurant that if you pull back the curtain, you can see through a glass window that looks into the bank building. A little bit odd, but all floor-to-ceiling glass and dark wood. There's some nice design highlights like a jade-colored communal table. There's this really cool wall colored with hand-laid mahjong tiles, which is really neat. So it's not just that horrible window that stands out in terms of the design.
Right, and they have some outdoor seating as well. Now, food-wise, your review is kind of up and down. Let's get the bad news out of the way first.
You know, the dinner, I had a couple dinners there, and the dinner wasn't great. There were some inconsistencies on preparation. There was this gravy-swathed kind of seafood dish and a brittle and soggy two-faced noodles, and it put up a bit of a rubbery struggle. The gongbao chicken had a bit of a mealy consistency. So there were a couple issues there, and on service, we were delivered the wrong bottle of wine, which wouldn't be a huge problem, but it was a $150 bottle of wine.
Wow.
She apologized, but it started to open it. So, you know, just kind of stumbles like that.
So at lunch, it's different, and you liked lunch a little bit more.
Yeah, chicken taro egg rolls, which sound maybe boring, were really nice, fried to a nice clean finish, and delivered with a nice floral sour plum dipping sauce. There were dry fried green beans and Szechuan braised eggplant, which you hear the word Szechuan, it didn't have the heat of your typical Szechuan dishes. There wasn't a lot of heat going on the dishes there, but it's just nice to get a big bowl of fluffy fried rice with pork and tender shrimp. And they also do meatballs that were served with this restorative broth with bok choy. So it was just kind of nice to have a change of pace downtown at lunch.
How was the dim sum?
Now, the dim sum is what it's really all about for me in terms of Wu Chow. Now, those soup dumplings I told you about that are filled with this steaming, viscous pork broth and red oil, they are on the dim sum menu. Now, dim sum is served from about noon to 3, I think, on Sundays. And, you know, they only serve it once a week, I think probably just because of the amount of preparation that goes into all the folding and the pinching and the stuffing of all these things like sweet pork and shrimp shumai, shrimp and cilantro dumplings. There were some great glowing green dumplings stuffed with spinach and crunchy slivers of water chestnut. There were also these sticky baked buns stuffed with sweet red-edged pork. Turnip cakes, I don't know if you're familiar with that, but they're kind of crackling on the exterior, and then they're creamy with pork fat on the inside. Mm. Just all sorts of great things that go on with the dim sum service.
And just to be clear, you did like those soup dumplings, right?
The soup dumplings, that is the kind of dish on which you can build a restaurant. Just wish they served them at lunch.
Now, price-wise,
you might look at $40 to $50 for dinner if you have a drink. Right, per person, have one of their nice tropical rum-based tiki drinks like the Chow Chicka Bow Wow, which has banana, ginger, grapefruit, and lime. And then lunch is probably about $15, $20. So not bad. And then dim sum, it just depends on how much you order. We played tug of war with our Lazy Susan and we're stuffed. I think we got out of there for about $30 a person or so.
Wu Chow is the restaurant. It's on West 5th Street at San Antonio. You can read the full review at austin360.com. And while you're there, check out the South by Southwest Dining Guide, austin360.com/SXSWEATS. What's that about, Matthew?
Everything from tacos and barbecues to fine dining in and around the South by Southwest core.
Check it out. Matthew Odom, Austin American statesman restaurant critic. Good to see you again. Thanks for your time.
Always a pleasure, Nathan.